Catching the morning light. Today was the first day post ice bath meditations. I didn't really have a plan for this morning except to listen and watch. When I awoke, it was still in the 4 a.m. range, so I sat in silence for a bit, put on my shorts and flip-flops, walked outside, and sat in the ice bath for a while. Just feeling. Just experiencing. Just being so thankful for all that was passing through my awareness. Relax and release. Let it be. Let it go. Let it in. Step out of reactivity and step into life as it is, as I am. I noticed only a bit of a difference in the ice bath, even though it was the first I've done in a month without recording it. I still said, "Good morning," as I got in, and I still felt the presence of a great company of friends, teachers, and advisors. There was actually a tinge of sadness at completing the series, and I'm learning to just let it run its course without judging it, trying to analyze it, trying to figure out why. As I sat just noticing the sadness feels, it came and went in about 30 seconds. They were accompanied by joy, gratitude, curiosity, and just life living me. After being with the kids as they prepared for school and the morning hike with Iris, it's now time to finish preparing for one of the great loves of my life, a course I created and am so lucky to get to teach to BSU students called Peace and Well-Being in an Age of Anxiety. Last semester exceeded our wildest expectations, and a new class is now in week 4 of the spring semester. It is pure joy, my friends. It is for me what running was for Eric Little. Life living me. Great, great pleasure bestowed and received. And after that class, I get to teach a course that I've now been teaching for over 3 years. A course where we investigate what it means to live a life of significance. Wow. More pure joy. As Ben Folds says, I am the luckiest, and I am so thankful. Peace and love, you emissaries of light and love.